Hello, and welcome to episode 42 of the Coached by Halls podcast, a podcast that I hope will help you to live healthier and happier while still enjoying a fun-filled life. Now, I always say we should never apologise for how we look or the way we show up, but I am going to apologise today because I sound horrendous and I feel horrendous. This is the first time in about 2 years that I've had a cold, and I proper pride myself, well, I used to pride myself on never getting a cold, but here we are, and I'm feeling very sorry for myself. So I know I don't sound great, and I really hope it doesn't sound too bad down the microphone. I apologize if it does, but I still wanted to show up today. I still wanted to get this episode out there. Because today's episode is on navigating unhelpful comments made by family and friends around this time of year. Often the comments are made mindlessly. They mean no harm, and they are often comments that come from a place of years of diet culture and the quote-unquote thin ideal. Some people will also make comments from a place of low self-worth, and they make comments kind of, again, unknowingly to help themselves feel better. They often, again, don't know that they're doing this. They don't have the awareness of how it can make the receiver feel. But it's important to remember that it's often about them, not about you. And when you realize this, the comments don't stick and don't hurt quite as much, so keep that in mind. But there are some replies that you can bounce back to the person if you're hit with unhelpful comments. So I would actually recommend getting a pen and paper to write some of these down so you can remember them. Or maybe just go into your own Christmas with some replies or some boundaries in your mind that you can tell people and say to people if the comments sort of trigger you or are unhelpful to you. So if you've got your pen and paper, the first one is going to be, so let's say someone says, wow, that's a big portion. You can simply smile and say, it's a good job, it's my portion then. Or similarly, if someone says, oh, I could never eat all of that, again, hit them with, well, it's a good job, it's my portion then, and not yours. Let's have a little bit of a joke and a little bit of a play about it. Hungry, are you? Is another one. The reply could be, yes, I am, thank you, and I'm going to really enjoy this. It's almost like killing them with kindness. And I love doing this. So I was actually driving along the other day, complete off tangent side note. So I was driving along, a van had been pretty much up my bum the whole way. And we're coming up to traffic lights. The traffic lights were on red, and I saw someone waiting to pull out. So I stopped and let them go. The exact moment I stopped, the van behind me pressed on his horn, kept it there for about a minute. So I looked in my rearview mirror, and he was throwing swearing fingers at me, effing and jeffing at me. So I just, my voice went. So I just turned round and waved at him. And then a little bit further down, we got to a roundabout, and I went into one lane and he went in the other, and we were at a red light. And he looked at me again and scowled and started throwing his hands around. So I just looked and smiled and waved. And I know full well that that would have made him even more angry. So I just love killing people with kindness. Anyway, next point. If the diet talk starts to come out and people say things like, oh, well, I guess diet starts Monday then, or diet starts in January when you've ordered the dessert when you're out for a meal, you can reply with something like, well, my diet starts every day because my diet is purely what I eat in the day. Is that a bit sarcastic? I don't know, but they probably deserve it, because who are they to imply that you need to start a diet on Monday? Or you could reply with, cake has a place in my diet. It's a food I enjoy, and I will enjoy that in moderation. Just because I'm eating cake doesn't mean I therefore need to go on a diet. Exercise talk. Comments like, how many steps will it take you to burn all that food? Or, you best get to the gym so you can burn off your Christmas dinner. With comments like this, you can just politely remind them that we don't exercise to burn calories. We exercise for our health and we exercise to feel good. But on the flip side of that, you might choose to go for a walk on Christmas Day or go for a run or go to the gym because that's what you want to do and you enjoy moving your body. Some people might have something to say about that too. So just remind them you're doing it because you want to, it makes you feel good, and it's absolutely nothing to do with them. Setting the boundaries there. You do what makes you feel good. Some people might try to force foods and drinks onto you, saying things like, go on, just have the one, or stop being boring. You are your own person. A simple, I'm okay, thank you, I'm happy with what I've got, or I'm happy without, should do the job. But the comments I hate the most are the comments about other people's bodies. These are the comments that often come from the person's own insecurities. So I would meet that with some compassion towards them because it must be hard living in that headspace, but also set boundaries and change the conversation. Reply with things like, we shouldn't be commenting on other people's bodies, or I don't appreciate comments about other people's bodies. Can we change the subject? Or just completely change the subject without even mentioning it. See all of these points as opportunities to educate others because it might actually help them too and change their mindset around food, around exercise, around our bodies. I really hope you have found this episode helpful and I hope it helps you navigate any unwanted Christmas comments. And I really hope you have a lovely time. It only happens once a year. If you do gain a few extra pounds, it's fine. Fluctuations are normal, especially this time of year. Just keep in mind, always try to choose nutritional foods the majority of the time. Move your body because you want to and it makes you feel good. Enjoy your indulgences and connect with family and friends because all of these things are all part of a healthful, happy life. Merry Christmas, guys, and I will be back just before the new year with our last episode of the year. Okay, love you, bye.